Hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. My good friend Cindy Talley recently came down to Texas with some of her family and friends, and she had a ball. Let's get Cindy on this week with us and let her tell us about all the fun that she had down here in Texas. Cindy, thanks for being with us.
You're welcome, Luke. Oh my word, what a Texas adventure we had. We had two bucket list destinations, the first being to go on a hog hunt with our friend Mark Bellette down in Trinity. You have to forgive me. I was so excited I forgot to check my mic plug-in as we were driving up to the ranch. Forgive the quality.
I'm riding in the pickup with Rick Reese, and we left home yesterday morning in literally a blizzard, and now we are 84 degrees, sunny, wildflowers are blooming like crazy all over the road, and we are going to be pulling into Mark Bellette's ranch in about half a mile. With me is Rick Reese. Rick, this is the first time you've ever gone hog hunting. Do you have any expectations?
I have no idea what to expect. From what I've heard, it's going to be a wonderful experience, and I can't wait to get started tomorrow morning.
All right, well, we're going to talk to Mark Bellette in just a few minutes, and then on with the hunt.
Hey, Mark Bellette.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Sorry I'm so late.
Oh, it's okay. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Listen, I have to tell you. So we left home yesterday. It's a blizzard, and so cold, and then down here, it's like green everywhere I look, right. Humid. What an incredible change.
Last week it was kind of cool, and then I saw, what was it, Saturday morning, it's going to be in the low 40s, so it'll be cool.
It will be. It'll be fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we brought somebody who's very excited to hunt. Should we go in and meet him?
Sure.
Introductions were made, and then Mark took us out in his buggy to see what we could see. We saw axis deer, oddads, red deer, and water hyacinths in the lake, but not a pig in sight. We left the men to do their thing and then on to bucket list destination number two. My good friend Kelly and I went to see the Gulf of Mexico. We stayed in Rockport, and Luke, you told me about staying right on the canals, and that's exactly what we did. Listen to what the world sounded like right outside our door. Then you said, Cindy, you got to go to the boiling pot. So we did. And they rip these links of butcher paper off and put bibs around your neck and then bring this pot of fresh shrimp, potatoes, corn on the cob, and blue crab, and they just dump it right on your table. With blues in the background, what more could a girl want? Cross off two more bucket items. We waited in the Gulf, watched shrimp in boats with men working on their engines and fixing the nets. We rode a ferry, saw dolphins, drove across causeway after causeway, picked up shells on Mustang Island, explored Corpus Christi, went by to see old friends from western Nebraska who live in the area. And an unexpected, complete surprise came on our last night when we took a different road back to our house. In a pasture, there were about 30 pickups mud bogging. They had a jump house set up for the kids, barbecue grills going, and they were lined up along the bog like it was a Friday night football game. People were cheering as one by one they would see who could make it the furthest, who could get stuck the deepest, and who could pull their friends out after they buried their trucks to the axles. I had the best time until it was time to pick up the hunters and then let the hunting stories begin.
Out of the three hogs we shot, the one I shot yesterday and the one Tom shot today are all scarred. They probably have scars anywhere from 4 to 6 inches long on them where they've been fighting. And they're young pigs, and what they're trying to do is they were trying to beat out a dominant boar and breed. Well, they got their fannies kicked. It's just really amazing because he said the one I had's a young pig and it's got the teeth on it, and he said that's all in genetics. That's all in the genetics of the sow and the boar.
What was your favorite part about hunting?
Just seeing all the animals. I had buffalo within 20 feet of me. I saw red deer. I saw elk. those deer, I haven't got a clue what
did
they
were.
You see
the axis deer?
The axis deer, I saw those. It was just really neat to see it. I mean, they'd walked by. Some of them had walked by at 20 yards. Some of them had walked by at 200 yards.
What was the worst part of it?
Freezing my butt off right in the blind.
Would you go back again?
Yeah, I would. I would. The only downside to the whole thing is the 15 hours of driving. Outside of that, I'd go back in a heartbeat.
Cindy, thanks very much for sharing your Texas visit with all of us. And I know all of you up there are going to enjoy all that fresh pork that you took back home with you from Texas. Folks, remember hppr.org. You can listen to the archives of High Plains Outdoors for many years past. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking, hunting, and fishing. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smoke-N-Tex Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.